Hey, kombucha drinkers, buchas. It is Baron with Kombucha with Baron. I've been away for a little bit because I've been researching and getting some things together. I'm pretty excited. Gonna be brewing my first batch of kombucha. So I've been thinking of a recipe and what I like and what I think would be interesting and what I'm going to do. So three different things. But today it's pretty special because last time we had a chance to chat, I just acquired the forest honey, the honeydew honey, and I'm going to try it right now. So I've been waiting this whole time to try it. I'm actually in my kitchen, and I am going to try this. So, oh, it's a rich. It's what's this? That smell is. It's like honey, but you know what? It is honey, not like honey. It is honey, but the smell is unique. It's like a. Almost, I don't know. Here we go. I'm gonna try it. You know what? It tastes just like regular honey, except tell you, there's a very. How do I describe this? It's more. Hey, part two. Hey everyone, this is Baron with Kombucha with Baron. So I just tried this pecan honeydew, pecan forest honey, and I want to give a little bit more. A better description, and I want to tell you kind of what's going on right now because my tongue is really still tasting this. It's been about 5 minutes since I actually tried the first bite of the pecan honeydew honey, and I will say this: there is no hint of pecan flavor. There's no nuttiness to it. It's just really honey. Flavored. It's really like a complex. I guess like it's very. I'm talking about it still, right? So I don't know. It tastes just like traditional honey or regular honey as you would know it, except my tongue is almost. I'm not gonna say numb because it's not numb, but I'm definitely. I'm definitely noticing something. Anyway, so this the whole adventure is, you know, really having the honey as and not just having sugar, just adding sugar to my SCOBY. The SCOBY is the symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, right? So this is what creates the probiotics, and how it works is you have the SCOBY. And then you feed it a sugar, a type of sugar. The sugar feeds the yeast. The yeast then gives the byproduct of feeding the yeast will then feed the bacteria. And then that's where the good probiotics come from. So what I was thinking is like, okay, you can just pour sugar in there, any kind of sugar, right? But I said, well, Jun kombucha is kombucha that is derived from honey, so the yeast is fitting in the honey. And they said, well, let's take it to the next level. Why don't we try to feed it a different type of honey? So I said, boom, let's use honey to feed this kombucha. So my idea was, hey, it's maybe medicinal properties, there's something different going on, so what's going to happen to the kombucha and kind of how you feel, and the medicinal effects of the kombucha and the bacteria. Does it create a different type of bacteria? Does it make you feel different? Who knows? I don't know. But you are on this journey with me. So we have tasted it. My tongue is kind of numb right now. Not numb, like I can't feel my tongue, but I definitely know that I just had this honey. So that's kind of where I am right now. The taste is great. It's a little bit more fuller flavored honey, but that's where I am. I wanted to give a better description. This is Baron with Kombucha with Baron. Be well to each other. Still praying for world peace. Be kind to your neighbor. Call your mother. Give your neighbor a kombucha. Have a kombucha with your neighbor. And be well. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon. Again, this is Baron with Kombucha with Baron.